to feel more confident with your finances this year? If you have 60 seconds, I can show you how quick and easy it is to start building healthy money habits that could last you the entire year just by using Rocket Money. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link all your accounts and see your entire spending picture, your subscriptions, your upcoming bills, your due dates, everything. Step three, tap a subscription you don't use and cancel it. Boom! That's money back every single month. Step four, create a financial goal for something you want to save for, whether it be a vacation, a retirement account, or a pet's birthday. We don't judge. Now let the app automatically move small amounts of cash towards your goal. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you saved. Similar to the over 10 million members on the app that have saved up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Use the savings challenge as one step closer to feeling better about your finances today at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. One more time, it's rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Live from the Gau Studios in Houston, this is Soccer Matters. Soccer Matters on ESPN 97.5. Here's Glenn Davis.
All right, you're pumped. I'm pumped. The Premier League season begins this weekend. Tonight we will talk about it, and we'll be just the same old, with Chelsea, Manchester City, Manchester United, and Arsenal. Improved Arsenal, by the way. I love seeing Peter Cech get the win over his former team in the Community Shield match. 1-0. Peter Cech coming up with a big save in that. So tonight we'll talk some Premier League. I want to hear from all the Premier League fans that are here in the Houston area and around the country at 713-780-3776. 713-780-3776. This Soccer Matters ESPN 97.5 brought to you by all of our great sponsors, including Amigo Energy, Liberty Kitchen, 7-Up, Bud Light, Bar Munich, the Daspit Law Firm, Danish Inspirations Contemporary Furniture, and the Gorgeous Gale. The Gorgeous Gale and Bar Munich this weekend are opening up real early. So get down there. It's time to get back into your Premier League watching mode. The other beautiful thing about it is Saturday night, we can go live at BBVA Compass Stadium. The Houston Dynamo will take on San Jose. We'll touch on some key points around that game as well tonight. But again, it's 713-780-3776 to call in here tonight. So a couple of topics I'll throw out there to you. Stars to Major League Soccer. Are you excited about it? I'm going to tell you why. Many of you who are saying that it's not a good thing that Didier Drogba at 37 years of age is going to the Montreal Impact, I'm going to completely go 180 on you and tell you why it is good tonight. Chicharito, what could happen to him? Potentially he has been linked to Major League Soccer, $10 million a year to the Chicago Fire. Do you think he comes? We'll see if there's any late-breaking news on that here. Champions League, and I'm talking about CONCACAF. It's off and running. How do we one day make that bigger and build value into that so that we can mirror Europe a little bit and make this tournament more important? We'll talk about that tonight as well. Premier League, will Chelsea repeat? I mentioned it, the big four, they've got all the money. And where do teams like Spurs and Liverpool sit? September 1st, the European transfer window ends. I'm calling games for ESPN, the Audi Cup. Preseason tournament. Amazingly, the games are played Tuesday and Wednesday, back-to-back. Now, I say amazingly because Tottenham Hotspur is playing Manchester United on Saturday. Made that point during the broadcast. So this is where money and the financial side of the game conflicts and clashes with a manager trying to prepare a team for the season. As I'm calling the game against Real Madrid, Sergio Ramos goes right through the legs of Christian Eriksen. Could have broke his legs. And I'm sitting there going, as I watch this unfold, it comes out of nowhere. It's a typical Sergio Ramos, Real Madrid, scratch-your-head type tackle. He's not even near the ball. He has to go through the player's legs to get there. But it's Christian Eriksen, who is, along with Harry Kane, one of two of the key attacking pieces to Spurs. Now, if he breaks Eriksen's legs, or one of his legs, and puts him out for a significant amount of time, Spurs' entire season all of a sudden changes right there at the Allianz Arena. No question. So it's interesting to see that they were in this tournament. And by the way, then they were supposed to fly home today, and they were not allowed to fly home yet. They couldn't get their tickets changed. So they're actually Spurs flying on Friday to end up playing against Manchester United in their opening of the Premier League. So let's get your thoughts. Is Arsenal an improved team with Peter Cech? You know they are. Are they going to stir the pot here and put a run at the likes of Chelsea, who have maybe done a few little tweaks? They got Radamel Falcao. But Chelsea seems to be everybody's front runner again. You tell me why. 713-780-3776. Also, when I'm doing this Audi Cup, the amount of players that are rumored to be going other places, from Harry Kane to, I mean, on and on it goes. And there will be moves. Imagine being a coach trying to put your team together with the knowledge of the fact that some very big key pieces could be moved in the next couple of weeks. It's bizarre, and that's why they call it the silly season. 713-780-3776. Tonight we got a good one. Craig Burley of ESPN FC, Scottish international. He called the Audi Cup games with me this past week. Had the pleasure of working with him for the first two times. These are always difficult games to call because you're doing them off a feed. There's tons and tons of substitutions with young players that, you know, you have to try to learn about. So they're tough games. Craig Burley will join us tonight to talk some Premier League. We'll also get his thoughts on Major League Soccer. I always like getting the thoughts of people that did not play in the league that come from Europe about MLS. So 713-780-3776. We're streaming at ESPN 975 throughout the show. I would like you to go over to Facebook Soccer Matters. We've got a number of things over there for you to check out. Also, it's Twitter, Glenn Davis Soc. I've got tickets for Dynamo San Jose to give away here tonight as well. So Craig Burley in the first hour. Second hour, we're going to do a roundtable, and we're going to want you to call in during the roundtable to participate in it. I've got Felipe Valenzuela of BeIN Sports. He will be in studio. We have Rene Aguilar of ESPN Deportes in studio, and also former Dynamo defender, my partner on the Root Sports broadcasts, Eddie Robinson, will be here as well. Again, the number to call in now. We're talking Premier League, 713-780-3776. We'll start it off tonight with Mark. Mark, what's on your mind?
Hi, Glenn. Yeah, I just wanted to talk about the English Premier League. I think at the end of the day, when it's all said and done, you're looking at Chelsea, Man City, Arsenal, Manchester United in that order. Tottenham, fifth, Liverpool, sixth. Those two could easily swap between fifth and sixth. But all said and done, I think you're still going to have Chelsea as a favourite.
Well, I don't think there's any question. That's where all the money lies. I would say, you know, I'm doing Tottenham Hotspur's game from this Audi Cup, and I say to myself, well, their ambition is to be in the top four places and go to Europe. And then I go, realistically, can Mauricio Pochettino have a better season than last year? Is it possible? Yeah, they need to shore themselves up defensively. They have bought a couple of defenders. Alderweireld is there now from Southampton. But, I mean, is it really even possible for Spurs to be in the top four?
No, the gap between fourth and fifth now is getting bigger and bigger each season. And Man United, you know, can spend all that money and, you know, and not really, in my opinion, be title contenders. It just shows the gulf and the distance of trying to break into that top four. It's a little bit predictable, but I still think City can run Chelsea close. Arsenal still need a goal scorer, they'll be there or thereabouts, but I just think Chelsea have got the ability to win away games from home, ugly 1-0, come away with the win, whereas kind of Arsenal, Man United, Man City, you know, they can go on the road and, you know, get beat, whereas I think Chelsea, they can grind it out.
Well, Chelsea has really made a few little tweaks, but I don't know if anything of huge value. Some are saying that Jose Mourinho and Chelsea have not done enough in the offseason. Radamel Falcao is a resurrection project. He's going to be hopefully some cover for Diego Costa. Now, let's not forget, English teams not making themselves noticed in the Champions League, by the way.
One final point with Manchester United as well. They've brought a lot of players in, and they might just need this 1 year just to gel, to blend, settle, so they may maybe more title contenders, not this season, but next season.
Martin,
year,
you think they spent $350 million on Memphis, Morgan Schneiderlin, Matteo Darmian, Sergio Romero, and Bastian Schweinsteiger?
I just think there's
$350
million. A lot of money, but you've got to spend it wisely. Buying players that haven't played in the league before, it does take time to adjust. So I think United fans will have to be patient. And you can't just expect instant success. It might take them.
But come on, you know this is a world of instant success. You know it. Look, the Houston Dynamo. I'm not sure the Dynamo are going to make the playoffs this year. In my heart, as a supporter of the team in the city and somebody that works with them, I want them to make the playoffs. But you know what? If they don't make the playoffs this year, this season will be judged on a lot of success in moving forward. The team has gotten more youthful. It's got more competitive. It's gotten more interesting. It's got a new staff in place. It's got a general manager. This, to me, is moving forward for the future. I'm a guy that likes a little bit of patience and laying deep, thick pillars to build off of, which I think they're doing right now. So, you know, if it comes to the last day and the Dynamo don't make the playoffs, you're going to hear a bunch of people, oh, my gosh, it's the same thing. And it isn't the same thing if you're looking closely. But the majority of fans don't look closely. And that's kind of the way it goes.
Yeah, it's a fine balance between short-term versus long-term.
Yeah, and the people equate spending of money with success. And that doesn't always marry perfectly. Mark, thank you very much for the phone call as usual.
Thanks,
all right, good stuff from Mark there. Let's go. Cody. Cody wants to talk Diego Costa.
Yes, sir. I was wondering if you think Chelsea, the smart money is on Chelsea, if Diego Costa is going to be out for a while, because I think Remy and Falcao just don't have it in them, and they need a world-class striker.
Well, then why would Jose Mourinho go and buy Radamel Falcao unless he thought he may be able to resurrect him and help him, based on the culture of Chelsea and his management style, recover? Because remember, Falcao was injured a lot at Manchester United. He only had 4 goals.
Yeah, Mourinho may think that, but just from the last year and a half, it seems like a bet I wouldn't be willing to make. I don't necessarily think Chelsea is the just odds-on favorite that everybody's saying they are if Costa's going to be out for, I don't know, a month or two.
Well, I think you're making a tremendous point, because if you have 3 or 4 bad weeks and you drop a lot of points, it can be the difference. And I just think everybody's saying Chelsea because they're the past winners. And I don't think it's a safe – it's a safe statement to say Chelsea's going to win the Premier League again, because it's a multi-talented team. I don't think there's any question. I think this year it's going to be a more competitive, pot-stirred race for the title. I think Manchester United's definitely improved. The ambitions have improved. Van Gaal has been there a while. And then I also think that in the case of Arsenal, you just picked up a goalkeeper that's going to earn you another 9 to 12 points.
I agree with both of those, and I think people are underestimating Man City just because Sergio Aguero was hurt for a while last year, and if he wasn't, when he was on, they were right on Chelsea's heels, and they even tied it, you know, I guess two-thirds into the season. So I think they have a very good chance if he stays healthy this year.
Well, listen, one injury can alter an entire season. We all know that. You also have Raheem Sterling, right, going to Manchester City?
Right.
Yaya Toure, I hope, is over his displeasure and his being very upset about not getting a birthday cake from his club. They're going to need more from him, because I thought his game was down last year. I thought Vincent Kompany looked subpar last year, not the dominant center back. To me, it's all David Silva and Sergio Aguero. And you're right. Let's see how Raheem Sterling fits in. I think he will fit in nicely. Liverpool, for me, you know, I think Brendan Rodgers on his last run there. It's been downhill since Luis Suarez left. We'll see what happens there. Pochettino, how could he improve on last year? Seriously. I mean,
right. Please.
Southampton's a feeder team. A lot of great talent. Everton, stop teasing us and dancing with us. And it's the same old for a bunch of teams avoiding relegation. Stoke will again look to make sure they're in the middle of the pack and avoid relegation. And everybody makes money and we're all happy.
Yeah, I agree. I think it's a four-team race, and I just like I said, I don't think Chelsea is the odds-on favorite. Everybody's saying they are. I agree with pretty much everything you said. I'm more of an Arsenal, Man City supporter right now if I was going to bet my own money as who was going to win this.
Yeah,
the league this year.
You can see why people are saying Chelsea. They ran away with it last year. I think it's going to be more difficult. I wouldn't be surprised if they repeat, but I can see why people are saying at the beginning of the year here, without really seeing much crystallize in front of our eyes except a bunch of friendlies, why you would afford the current Premier League champions the pick to win it again. I appreciate the phone call, Cody.
Thank you.
Thank you. Nice call from Cody there. 713-780-3776. Keep the phone calls coming here. We're talking Premier League. Let's go to Martin. Martin wants to talk Chelsea, says they'll still be the front runner. Martin, what's up, Martin?
Hi, Glenn. How are you doing?
I'm great.
First off, I'll start by saying I'm kind of new to the football world, so forgive me if I'm not all that great stuff.
Buddy, well, welcome to your the biggest extended family you could possibly be in. Buddy, you just went global tonight, Martin. You went global.
Yeah, it slowly take the big spot in my heart, inching closer to American football. But I want to say that Chelsea, I believe, are still a front runner, mainly because of their defense, as long as they keep that back line straight with guys like Gary Cahill and things like that. Derek, back there, and Courtois is one of the better defenders in the Premier League.
Cahill's outstanding. John Terry, though, is a big question mark. Big question mark to be able to do it again.
Yeah, that's fair. I'm not sure how much more he's got in the tank. And I got to agree with the last caller. Man City is one of the teams that probably thought they won lost to Sergio Aguero for him. So I'm trying to look at them to see what they can do. And it's kind of the company didn't look like – I'm not going to say himself because I haven't seen much of him, but he didn't look like him.
Didn't look like the number one defender in the league that he was at once. And I think to me the big key is company and Yaya Toure and how – embedded they are in this team and how hungry they are again, because both of them had subpar seasons in my mind. I think Raheem Sterling will add to Manchester City. Your injury worries are around guys like Silva and Aguero that get kicked. Any time those guys get injured, it can really change the entire way a season could come out, and that's for any team with big stars. I would say that with Chelsea and Diego Costa. You know, it's all the same. It's Manchester United and Wayne Rooney. Any of these critical pieces get injured, you got real problems.
Yeah, I agree. But one thing I do also see, even though Costa is hurt, but I still think we can generate some offense through Eden Hazard. A lot of people don't remember he did score a lot of goals, and I don't remember that number, but I know he scored over 10 goals as well. As the other Costa, so I think he's a vital part of that offense.
Cool. Player of the year in the league last year, Martin.
Yeah,
I mean,
sir.
Beating people off the dribble, a guy that looks like he just has ultimate joy playing the game, which are the guys I like. Effortless, a skill set that is as sharp as any razor. I mean, this is a thing of beauty watching him play. I don't think there's any question.
Two big reasons why the Belgian team is now that number two in the world ranking now. I believe so. It looks like a strong team. I'm really interested in the next World Cup coming up. But I'll let you go. Thank you for taking my call, please.
Thank you, Martin. I appreciate that very much. Well, one of the other reasons Belgium has put a real emphasis on their domestic league and domestic players, and there's a lot of mechanisms that are put in place there that have really benefited young players in Belgium. 713-780-3776 is the number. Angel Di Maria to PSG. I think we all saw that one coming. He wasn't very happy in the city of Manchester. There's no question there. But again, Manchester United spilled out $350 million. Memphis, Morgan Schneiderlin, Matteo Darmian, Sergio Romero, Bastian Schweinsteiger. Gone is Rafael and other players. So it's a turnover there. Things are beginning to crystallize, so I'd love to hear from some Manchester United fans. Chelsea fans, you can continue to call in. Hey, Arsenal fans, you got to be feeling pretty up right now. You guys usually come out when things are going well. Well, you're the Community Shield winners. So somebody from Arsenal, speak up. Come on. Stop hiding behind the computer. Let's go to the phone again, Dylan. Dylan, what do you have?
We come out when things are going well.
Dylan, turn off your radio, por favor.
From Arsenal, speak up. Come on.
Dylan. Turn off your radio. Dylan, turn off your radio, please.
Yes, sir.
Okay, buddy. How you doing, Dylan?
I'm doing good, sir. How are you doing, Glenn?
Very good. Nice to hear your voice, Dylan. What's happening?
Same here. I just want to share my thoughts on the English League with Chelsea. It's gonna be a tough season this year because a lot of teams change up. I know Manu, we get Maria going PSG, but it's gonna be an open this year. I'm not seeing anybody going running away with it this year. What do you think?
I think it's gonna be a much tighter season. I think last year Chelsea dominated because there were a lot of teams in transitional periods. It's hard to say that a Manchester United's in a transitional period, but I think they were. I thought it was a subpar year for Manchester City based on the performance of two big pieces, and that's Yaya Toure and Vincent Kompany.
Right.
I thought at times Chelsea coasted to this. I thought they were very boring. That's just me from an entertainment value. Because sometimes they don't take the reins off the horses. We would see so many more sparkling moments if they took games to opponents a little bit more. But they're the champions. Are they complacent at Stamford Bridge? I don't think Jose gets that way. But they didn't do a lot in the offseason. There's a lot dependent upon the health of Diego Costa.
So
John Terry... I don't see it happening this year for John Terry. I think it's over. I think this is his golden handshake this year, getting another year of salary, and he helps guide younger players.
It's going to be an open season. I'm excited for the EPL this year. It should be open. A lot of players move around and stuff. It should be excited.
Yep. Dylan, listen, I got to hit a break here because I'm getting music in my ear to go to break. My producer's wagging the finger at me. I thank you, as always, for calling in, and keep up the great work you're doing with youth, Dylan.
Yeah, you same here, Glenn, and you and your staff. Keep up the great work. I always log on to your show, man. Bless.
We're here to serve you, Dylan. That's why we do this show. We're here to support the soccer fans. Martin went global tonight, Michael Carroll. We got Miguel coming up after the break. Quick here, 30 seconds for Amigo Energy, proud to sponsor Soccer America. Soccer Matters, the place for news and discussion about the global game in Houston. Now, Amigo Energy has served Texas electricity customers for over 10 years. They're a pioneer and deregulated electricity. Amigo Energy offers a variety of products and services for residential or commercial customers. Amigo Energy programs and pricing that will fit your budget. Smart thermostats will help you save energy. To innovative online and mobile account management tools, go to www.amigoenergy. To sign up for affordable electricity for your home or business, you call 888-995-9299. That's 888-995-9299. Amigo Energy, sign up or switch today. AmigoEnergy.com. Thank you, Amigo Energy, the first jersey sponsor of the Houston Dynamo. We'll take a 7-Up break here. Don't forget, Penafiel, also great mixer with your favorite adult beverage.
ESPN 97.5.
You're listening to Soccer Matters on ESPN 97.5 from the Gao Studios in Houston. Here's Glenn Davis.
All right, welcome back, everybody. A quick word here for the Daspit Law Firm. They are working for you 24/7. The Houston personal injury attorney, John Daspit, and his staff handling personal injury cases from plant and refinery accidents, medical injuries, industrial accidents, 18-wheeler accidents, right down to boat and car accidents to wrongful death cases. It's DaspitLaw.com. Call 713-364-0915, DaspitLaw.com. With the Daspit Law Firm, you can rest more assured in times of stress, depending on the circumstances of your accident, that you have a hard-hitting personal injury attorney on your side to fight for the right for your compensation. These are uncomfortable situations. You need guidance. It is the Daspit Law Firm. Supporters of the game of soccer, 713-364-0915 or toll-free, 888-273-1045 in both English and Spanish. A reminder, 7-Up, Penafiel, Squirt, these are all great, and I mean great, mixers when it comes to making the famed Paloma. Trust me, I've tried them all. They all work. It's great solo or as a mixer, 7-Up or Penafiel or Squirt. is in the case of 7-Up. Enjoy the crisp, clean taste of 7-Up. 7-Up delivers more of the natural lemon-lime flavor you love. No caffeine, 100% natural flavors. 7-Up always refreshing. Don't forget 7-Up 10, the full flavor of 7-Up with only 10 calories. Finally, the perfect 10. 713-780-3776. We got coming up shortly, Craig Burley. We will get him on the show from ESPN FC, the former Scottish international. Let's go to Miguel. Miguel, what's on your mind?
Hey, Glenn. Thanks for taking my call.
Pleasure.
I just want to say I'm a huge Real Madrid fan, and I'm a huge Chelsea fan. With that being said, I want to talk about Chicharito. You know, we know that he was on loan to Real Madrid from Man U. And I just wanted to get your thoughts to see what do you think his future is going to be with Man U and with Mexico. Now that, you know, he's broken his collarbone and stuff like that, what do you think his future really holds for him?
Well, first of all, did you see the report that came out of Mexico, and it's been refuted by some, that said Javier Chicharito Hernandez was offered $10 million a year from MLS and that he had to
Yes, I actually heard about that.
There was a journalist from Univision by the name of Gibran Arash, I believe, said he had a contract offer from MLS. Now, I can assure you that MLS has made overtures towards Chicharito Hernandez. They have in the past to Dos Santos, because MLS is very aware of the fact that the drawing power of the Mexican national team is mirrored by their star players. And if they can put a few of them in different markets around the league, everybody's going to benefit. Because if Chicharito Hernandez came to Houston, look at the crowd that would be pulled in.
Absolutely.
When Gio Dos Santos comes to Houston, there are going to be more tickets sold. And in every market around the country, based on the demographics and what has happened here in the United States. So it all makes sense. All I would say is, I don't think it's going to happen, but all I would say is, many people didn't think Gio Dos Santos was going to happen. Everybody's got their price. So,
absolutely.
You know, you could play in Spain in a small provincial town, or you could come to America and take it by storm, city by city. And that's a big selling point, along with lifestyle and a much improved and improving on a daily basis league.
Fantastic. Well, I appreciate you taking my call, Glenn. Thank you so much.
Appreciate it, Miguel. Rainier, just hang on for us. We'll talk a little Arsenal with you, but right now I don't want to keep this man waiting. He's Craig Burley. He's a former Scottish international. Had the pleasure of finally getting to meet him. We called a couple of the Audi Cup games this week up at ESPN. Craig joins us now. Craig, thank you very much.
Good evening, Glenn.
How are you?
I'm good. I'm good. I'm just wondering how many people in the Houston area I can upset tonight.
How many are what?
How many I can upset tonight.
Yeah, Craig is a pot stirrer and has very definitive opinions on the game, which is what I like about Craig. Well, let me just start off. What do you think is going to happen with Javier Chicharito Hernandez? Because that's a hot topic here in Houston.
Yeah, I just heard the end of your conversation there. And I honestly don't know, although I did see some tweets today or last night from some respected journalists that follow the Mexican team, Mexican League, and Chicharito Hernandez, and apparently it was a no-go, and he said he wasn't interested. So I don't know. Bottom line, something's going, as you know, money talks and salaries talk and deals can be done. And I absolutely agree that the Mexican market for both the national team of Mexico coming to play in the U.S., which they do a lot, and for the Mexican players to draw in more supporters to Major League Soccer, to draw bigger crowds to the clubs, is absolutely a way that Major League Soccer is trying to target particular audiences, and it seems to be pretty successful. So I would like to see him here because he's at a good age. We've seen the likes of Didier Drogba coming to Montreal. He's 37. I don't particularly think that's a good thing. But the likes of Dos Santos and Giovinco at Toronto and Chicharito are at an age where we can't sit back and say, oh, these guys are just coming to finish their career in Major League Soccer, because that's not the case with these particular individuals.
I'm gonna go 180 on you on Drogba, and I'm going to tell you why I think it's going to be good in the short term, because I think it's strictly a short-term signing. I think it's a 16- or 18-month deal. That guy is a physical specimen. That guy can still hold the ball up. He's got a bunch of guys who can run off him, and Ignacio Piatti and a number of others. But I think in the short term, you might see Montreal just begin to soar a little bit. Now, the other thing is he's selling a boatload of jerseys because, obviously, Montreal has a huge French influence. So I actually think it's going to be good. And I know everybody looks at it, oh, he's 37. But he's only here for a short amount of time. And I think if they're looking for a short sort of spike, this is a perfect signing because, as we all know, in MLS, it's just about getting to the playoffs, and then anything can happen.
Yeah, I agree. One of the things I was saying is it going to be good and look good for MLS if Didier Drogba is successful? Because he's 37 and all that goes with that. There's the other side of the coin, and I'm not going to name names here, but a certain coach of another club or coaches put some calls into England and asked about Didier Drogba at Chelsea and were told, don't touch him. Not only has his legs gone, but he's not interested. And Stevie Nicol, my colleague at ESPN FC on the Daily Show we do, said, you know, Drogba was quoted as saying, well, I'm just going to take my time to sort of work myself in. Well, the games are running out thick and fast for Montreal. I think there's, 14 or 15 games left. So he's going to have to get his backside in gear and start getting some game time. He's not here for a holiday. He's here to work. And I think we'll just have to wait and see how that one pans out.
No, that's great commentary. And you're right. The season, you know, you got 13 games to go. The time is now. So, you know, he doesn't have a month to get ready. The flip side of this is it's always interesting. I mean, it was interesting for everybody in Houston to see Steven Gerrard here, come down here, change his expectations based on the whole league that he's in. He has to change his expectations. He has to adapt. And the guy's playing in 90-95 degree heat. These are all really fascinating things for me to see. Period. And look, he also put people in the seats. There were tons of Liverpool jerseys when he came here to Houston.
Oh, and listen, you know, good players can change their mindset. And when you get into your 30s, you adapt your game. Of course you do. You don't play that midfield bombing up box-to-box game that you played when you were 19, 20 to 25, 26 that we saw with Gerrard at Liverpool. He knows that. He's clever enough. He's going to be a great signing. It's a great addition for the American soccer fan to see the Gerrards and the Lampards and Pirlo coming over and people like that, David Villa. And the interesting thing for a lot of these guys is they're not, they see America as a great opportunity. And Frank Lampard touched on this. Players are talking about Major League Soccer in the English dressing rooms. He came on our show and said, back in England, players are talking about Major League Soccer in the locker room, during the week, after games, and they're talking about it in a positive manner. Now, we were talking last week, this week when we were doing the games, and I arrived here in the States 2 years ago with that sort of blinkered, sceptical view of the league and what it's about and the players. And I've sort of changed my opinion. I'm not saying it's the greatest product in the world, but it's certainly not the product that a lot of people in Europe think it is. And so it is a very interesting opportunity for a lot of these guys. And a lot of it is to do with lifestyle as well. And Frank Lampard touched on that. The opportunity to travel, the opportunity to meet new people, the opportunity to live in New York, the opportunity to play at a slightly slower level and maybe help some of these younger American players come through. So it sort of ticks, and the money's quite good as well, I meant to say. So it ticks a lot of boxes, Glenn, in that respect for a lot of these guys. And I hope they're a major success in the coming sort of 12 to 18 months.
I don't think there's any question now that there's more built-in mechanisms there than there were in the beginning when the Lothar Matthäuses of the world came here because they were chasing a 21-year-old girl and wanted to live in the same market of New York. Now you can be embarrassed if you don't come here and prepared to play. There is more healthy pressure slowly being built in the media. And I hope it's not just, you know, look, lifestyle, finances, that's all a part of it. I know footballers. It doesn't matter what level you're at. Money's always important to them. So is playing on platforms that are, you know, platforms that can provide their moment in the sun. We all know that. That's what that professional footballers are, entertainers. They love the limelight. There's no doubt about it. That's the way it works. But I think they also now know in a little bit more of a way of importance from speaking to people that if you come here and you're not prepared, you will be embarrassed because there are other challenges in this league. obviously. But let's take you to the place I want to get you, and that is the Premier League season begins this weekend. Mm-hmm. We've got the four standard bearers, as always, Chelsea, yep. Arsenal, Manchester United, Manchester City. Does anybody have any real hope to get into that top four in that Champions League place? I mean, you and me just did the Tottenham game. Does anybody really have hope?
Well, Liverpool should at least have some hope because of the money they've spent. And for the second year running, Brendan Rodgers, the Liverpool coach, after a disastrous signing policy last year, has been backed again, Glenn, by the owners of Liverpool from Fenway, from up in Boston, the Fenway Sports Group, owner of the Boston Red Sox. And they've piled the cash in again, so he's a man under pressure. Now, that's not to say he's going to get in the top four. I just want to see it being mixed up this year. I get accused of being Chelsea biased when I do the programmes, when I come on radio shows, because Chelsea are the best team in England at the moment. And it is up to, I keep saying it, it is up to the rest to try and catch up. Now, it looks like the likes of Manchester United and Arsenal have made some headway in that. Whether that is going to be enough remains to be seen. I do like sort of the Arsenal squad. I think it could do with a couple of little pieces in the jigsaw. But more than anything else, Glenn, I would like to see Mourinho not get his own way this year, the Chelsea coach. I would like to see him have to battle from a second or third position and have an Arsene Wenger at the top of the league, who he clearly doesn't like, and see how he reacts to that. Because last year, he pretty much got everything his own way. They were top of the league from pretty much the start of the season. They stayed there right till the end. They were the strongest team. And I just hope somebody else is going to come along and ruffle a few feathers and make it a little bit more interesting. Because let's be honest, it's supposed to be the greatest league in the world. It's certainly the richest league in the world. It's certainly the most watched league in the world. But it certainly wasn't the best league in the world last year in terms of quality. And that was borne through in the European competitions, the Champions League.
Craig, you and I talked about that. You know, we had some nice conversations while we were up at ESPN doing these Audi Cup games. And we did talk about that. Why do you think that is? Are English teams just not equipped for Europe right now? Or is it just cyclical? What do you think it is?
Well, I've heard all the excuses. There's no winter break in England, so they can't take that break over Christmas when it's traditional to play, so they're tired. But that didn't seem to affect Chelsea and Manchester United when they were winning the Champions League. So I think it's more to do with quality. And I think some of it is to do, Glenn, with the fact that in the Premier League, the sort of mindset from player, coach and supporters is to try and have a go at each other and make the game open and interesting and fast-flowing and sort of seat-of-the-pants type football. Well, when you go into the European competitions, a lot of these teams are a little bit more clued up than that because they play in Spain, sometimes in Italy, in Germany, a little bit more of a tactical game and they keep the ball a little bit better. And all of a sudden, you have to adjust your game to try and adapt to that. And I think the English teams really struggled with that. I mean, Chelsea were knocked out of the Champions League by Paris Saint-Germain. I mean, a very expensively put together Paris Saint-Germain, but they were down to 10 men at Stamford Bridge.
Yeah, with David Luiz.
Ibrahimovic sent off, and they still dominated Chelsea in possession and passed it around. So it was a real learning lesson for the club. I don't think there's one single answer to why it went wrong. I just think the English teams need to look at themselves and say, where can we get better? We need to aim to be Barcelona, Real Madrid and Bayern Munich. And we need to make sure we have a better go at it this year in the Champions League.
He's Craig Burley, ESPN FC. Catch him on there. He's always stirring the pot. I enjoy the show that you do with all the guys up there, Steve Nichol and Alejandro Moreno, Shaka Hislop. It's a good, fun show. You can catch it, ESPN FC. Craig Burley's a big piece of that. Last one before I let you go, Craig. Arsenal, you talked about them tweaking things. Tell us where you think the biggest piece is. I mean, I think you're probably going to go to the goalkeeper. Do you think Peter Cech wins them an additional 9 to 12 points throughout a Premier League season?
Oh, I hope so. Oh, I hope so. It's a great signing. I mean, wonderful signing, and fair play to Wenger. He's gone out and they've got the deal done from arch rivals, Chelsea. And I hope he has a wonderful season. There's been talk about carrying Benzema up front and you know, can they win a title with the French striker Olivier Giroud? I don't know.
There's so many conundrums, Glenn. It's going to be exciting. You know, the Spanish league will be exciting. So will the German, and so will one or two others. But sort of England sort of usually dominates the chit chat for the time being. And I just hope it is open and exciting, and we see where we go. Because I do love winding my colleagues up, the colleagues that you mentioned at ESPN FC. I love winding them up on a daily basis. And sometimes it's too easy. Hey, sometimes it's too easy, you know, Glenn. And they take the bait. And I hope I've not scarred you too much, mate, when you came up to work with me at ESPN. I hope there's no mental scars when you got back there to you.
No, I did 24 hours with a psychiatrist yesterday. I'm clean. I'm good. I'm back in it. No, I really enjoyed meeting you, Craig. We had a lot of fun calling those games, and I look forward to having you on the program again.
No problem, mate. All the best.
Craig, thank you very much.
Cheers, pal. Bye.
All right, that's Craig Burley. ESPN FC was a Scottish international. Full disclosure, played back in the times John Spencer did with Chelsea. I've got two tickets right now to the Dynamo San Jose. Two tickets right now at 713-780-3776. Ninth caller. Two tickets, Dynamo San Jose. This is a huge game this weekend. Cole Rainier, you two will be up first in the queue when we come back. Little Aerosmith takes you to break. No more, no more.
Listening to Soccer Matters on ESPN 97.5 from the Gau Studios in Houston. Here's Glenn Davis.
Just want to hear this a little bit. I like the way this busts in by Guns N' Roses. Their time, Guns N' Roses, before Axl went whack. 713-780-3776. Let me tell you quickly about two of my favorite restaurants in Houston. Liberty Kitchen in the Heights and Liberty Kitchen and Oysterette on San Felipe near the Galleria. Award-winning chefs at both of these restaurants. Travis Lenig, we had him in studio. Lance Fagan was in here. Just a guy who's got a tremendous vision when it comes to food. They serve up the best in seafood and meats. I love the raw bar at Liberty Kitchen and Oysterette, plus if you go over to the location in the Heights, they've got the smoked salmon hanging, fresh fish, oysters, amazing gumbo, right on down to steaks and burgers, also serving breakfast on the weekends. Take it from me for an amazing dining experience, Liberty Kitchen and Liberty Kitchen and Oysterette, libertykitchen.com, libertykitchenoysterette.com. Say hello to my good friend Carl Eves, who's also very much involved with soccer here in Houston. 713-780-3776. Bud Light reminds you that they are the official sponsor of Soccer Matters on ESPN 97.5. I can only say to Bud Light, thank you so much for all the years of support personally for me on the radio. Remember, it wasn't easy getting soccer on the radio. Bud Light helped me do that way, way back. They also remind you that they want you to get down and see live soccer at BBVA Compass Stadium, whether it's a Dynamo, International Soccer, the Houston Dash, whether it's a Dynamo San Jose this weekend. Bud Light reminds you, get into the stadium, support the game with like-minded individuals. Bud Light is the perfect beer for whatever happens. Bud Light, the official beer also, yes, of Soccer Matters on ESPN 97.5, and all access on Yahoo Sports Radio 1560 AM. All right, Cole, what do you got on your mind tonight, Cole? Talk to me.
How you doing, Glenn?
I'm good. You?
Pretty good. Hey, I had a couple questions for you. I'm a pretty big Juventus fan. I was wondering what you think they should do as far as their midfield goes now, if they should, now that the big holes are there, losing Vidal, Pirlo, since Kadira's out for a couple months, I believe.
Kadira's injured, yeah, that's a big blow.
Yeah, I think they said 2 months. not sure, though. But do you think they should stick with what they have with Pereira and Storaro, or should they, can they, or is there anyone out there that you think they should pursue?
Well, the transfer
to
market,
fill those holes?
Yeah, transfer market's still open. This is a huge transitional period right now for Juventus, based on what they did last year. Because, by the way, they helped raise the flag of Italian soccer a couple of notches, which was sorely needed when it comes to the Serie A and what they did to get to the finals and how easily they won the Serie A. But, you know, you're losing some huge talents that were a huge part of that. Pirlo, Pogba. Then you get Khedira. He gets injured. So they're going to have to do more in the transfer market. Whether they do it now, whether they do it in the winter, I think based on the competition in the Serie A, after what I just saw from Milan, they may be able to make do at the time, you know, in the time being right now until they get into the winter. But yeah, they've got some real issues. They've got two monster players to actually replace there when it comes to controlling and sort of managing midfields, which ultimately help you manage games.
Yeah, definitely. And also, I was basically a brand new front attack. What do you think they should stick with running the 4-4-2, or do you think they should change it up and run a three-man front since they have Mandzukic up there? And how do you think they should work in Dybala and the likes of the new guys?
Well, those are always ways to, you know, kind of, if you've lost some players, you go to volume, right? If you got four midfielders that can cover ground and you lose a couple that were athletic or that were your idea men or were your possession men, You can always play with a fifth midfielder and a singular striker. I mean, this is where the manager is going to have to come up with big decisions. It's also sometimes the case of, I always thought that if you had two quality strikers, if you were playing with a third, you might be saying that, well, maybe they're not all good enough. But then the systems have changed now to where, you know, in the case of a Barcelona, you have, you know, three of the best players in the world alongside each other. So ways of sort of alleviating the problem of losing Pogba and Pirlo could come from your tactical setup, could come from acquiring more players, could come from a combination of both. And I think that's really the challenge right now, because with Pogba gone and Pirlo gone, again, these are monster soccer players that are hugely influential into where they got to the Champions League final last year.
Yes, sir. All righty. I appreciate it,
Glenn. I mean, Marquisio, Tevez, you've got Morata. Lichtsteiner. I mean, you still got the basis of some excellent players. But boy, when you lose Arturo Vidal, you lose a lot of attitude as well.
Yeah.
A lot of attitude.
Filled, even though I was there.
Yep. We'll see. I think that's one that we got to wait and see how it all plays out, Cole.
Yes, sir. I appreciate it.
Buddy, thank you for the phone call. So Cole weighing in. 713-780-3776. All right. Coming up after this break, we've got my partner on Root Sports, former Dynamo defender Eddie Robinson, Felipe Valenzuela from beIN Sport, and also Rene Aguilar from ESPN Deportes. It is roundtable time. You are expected to participate at 713-780-3776. We'll take a break here. Thanks to Amigo Energy. 10 years of experience serving Houston. They've supported soccer here since 2007. Our newest sponsor here on Soccer Matters ESPN 97.5 is Amigo Energy. And thank you, Amigo, for coming on board and being great supporters of soccer on the radio and also providing affordable electricity rates and programs for residential or commercial customers. I still got one of the Dynamo jerseys that had the Amigo Energy on it. It's awesome. Take a break right now. 713-780-3776. It's Soccer Matters on ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5.